Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Ms. Margaret Dunn. She is the head of, or I should say, director of portfolios at Easyfares in London. Is that correctly said, Margaret?
Yes, that's right. Portfolio director for AntwerpExcel. That's correct.
Okay, good. Sorry for that. Right. So welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
As you might not know, but I'll tell you now what I do with all my accused or interviewees, as I call them. I always allow them to elaborate a little bit about their career leading up to their current position. So how come you are now a portfolio director? What led you into this career?
Well, it's a good question. So my background, I actually started off as a journalist. I worked for a B2B publication for several years, and I came through the publishing angle. So I worked my way up as an editor, and then a publisher, and then a conference producer. And then a couple of years ago, changed into a portfolio director. It was the next logical step for me.
I also should say to our listeners and viewers around the world that this interview came about basically because you at Easyfares are involved in some of the fairs involving break bulk shipping, and
that's right.
Most of our viewers are into that, so that is how it came about. What can you tell me about Easyfares? I mean, is it easy to do fairs, or tell me about Easyfares.
I wouldn't say it's always easy to do fairs, but Easyfares have a special way of doing fairs. So we are one of the top 20 exhibition organisers, but we have a real focus on customer service. So we are a fairly small team here at AntwerpExcel, but we really prioritise getting to know our community and staying close to our community. And account management. So we stay close with our exhibitors and our visitors and make sure that they really see the return on investment that they expect when working with Easyfares.
I understand. So just for layman's here who are watching and who does not know what a fair organizer does, I mean, tell me, what do you actually do? I mean, we know that there's a fair called AntwerpExcel. They then find you and they ask you to let's say market this on a global scale. Is that correctly understood?
Well, AntwerpExcel is a partnership between Easyfares and the Port of Antwerp. So it makes sense that, you know, Antwerp, well, Port of Antwerp, Bruges, I should say. Antwerp has always been the home of break bulk. It's one of the largest regions for break bulk, and it's such a key region for the sector that it makes sense to have an exhibition in Antwerp. So, yeah, we work with the port to put this fair on, which is at the end of November, 28th to the 30th of November. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is, our role is connecting people. So we connect the project cargo sector with the freight forwarders and the ports and the shipping lines. And we really focus on networking. So it's a 3-day event that really brings people together, allows them to have in-depth conversations. It's a nice intimate event that really focuses on connections and bringing the project cargo community together with the break bulk sector.
Mm-hmm. And I think especially now post-COVID, I mean, you cannot replace face-to-face with a Zoom call. I mean, it's quite evident for everyone, I guess. Can you feel that there's an increased interest again, that people really want to meet up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the second edition of AntwerpExcel was actually rescheduled about 7 times due to COVID. So it was a tough period for event organisers as well, everyone, but event organisers as well. But actually, it's done us a bit of a favour because it really did show how important face-to-face connections are. So we tried a few online events during COVID, but just, you know, people really crave the face-to-face interaction. And particularly, I'd say, with the break bulk sector, it's all about networking, it's all about people, and it's all about the service industry. So we really found when we held the event last year that the sector was so pleased to be back together. You know, we have an app where people can set up meetings with each other, which we expect to be hugely popular at this year's event. So all about networking in this sector.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And for the viewers here listening or watching this, I can say that I attended as Project Cargo Weekly myself, the first AntwerpExcel. And as you correctly say as well, Margaret, it was the cradle of break bulk. And Antwerp has always been a progressive port. And don't tell the French, but the best French food you get in Belgium too.
So I agree. It's great food, and also Antwerp's a lovely city as well. Like great beer, great food. Yeah, a great time in Antwerp.
What can you say about the exhibitors coming to this year's Antwerp XL? I mean, you're hanging in there to cater for everyone: the break bulk carriers, container carriers, forwarders, anyone.
I'd say it's a very specialized event. So we do very much focus on the key break bulk markets. We have shipping lines and we have freight forwarders. It is very dedicated to break bulk. A very specialized event.
Mm-hmm. And when you had the first event back a couple of years ago before the corona, how many visitors did you have then? And do you feel that it'll be bigger this year? It'll be the same venue, I take it?
It's the same venue. But we certainly expect it to be a bigger event this year. So our last event, we had about 3,700 attendees. Okay. And this year we are aiming for higher than that. So we've got a dedicated marketing team that are working hard on the strategy to grow the show. So in particular, we're looking at international visitors. So we've got a campaign dedicated to key areas such as France, Germany, South America, places like that, to the UK, that we expect higher number of visitors for this year.
Okay, I understand. Yes, I think our newsletter here, and also one of the reasons why I thought it would be good that we have this interview, is because we fully support Antwerp XL. And what I liked about the event, I can say from a personal standpoint, is that it's big, but it's not so big that you don't have time to speak to people. I mean, some of the events are so big that you hardly say two words and then somebody taps you on the shoulder and then you turn around and then somebody taps on the other shoulder. That's not really networking. That's just a mess, you know.
And it's so good to hear you saying that, because that's exactly what we're aiming for. So that's what, you know, we speak to the industry on a regular basis, and that's what they told us they wanted. They wanted, you know, an event where they could have in-depth conversations, where they could actually do business, you know, rather than, as you say, a quick glance as they're moving on to the next stand, that the visitors and the project cargo owners really spend time on their stands and get to know them and actually have those meaningful conversations. Right. So definitely that's what we're aiming for.
So if any of my viewers would like to have a booth there or like to pay a visit to the fair, what should they do? Should they go on the website, or should they contact with EasyFairs? How to do?
If they still want a booth, there's not that many left, to be honest. I think we're only about 18 booths remaining, they will need to act fast on that. They can drop me an email. It's probably the easiest thing to do. It's margaret.dunn@easyfairs.com. We'll go on our website, of course, antwerpxl.com. And in terms of registering, registration opens next week for the event. If they go on the website from next week, they can register and attend.
Okay, good. I will probably be in touch, because I'm in Asia now, and I'm off to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Fremantle here in the next 2 weeks. I will spread the word about this event, and I have meetings.
Thank you.
I have meetings with NYK and MOL and a few of the other ship owners. I'll make sure to remind them that you do exist after Corona. So they should be in touch with you.
Wonderful. That would be great. Thank you.
And you have keynote speakers at the event too, I believe, right?
We do, yes. We're working hard on our conference program at the moment. We're still putting together the agenda, but we've got some really important topics that we'll be covering. The rise of Asia as a break bulk hub, for example, how ports can support supply chain bottlenecks, the next generation of talent in the break bulk sector. There'll be a lot on sustainability as well, things like carbon emission reporting.
That's the next generation. I absolutely agree with you. This is we need to attract new youngsters to shipping, because I have six kids of my own, and none of them are interested in anything of this. They are only keen on Google or data analyst or something like that. They are not interested in how the cargo is transported around the world.
So. Yeah, no, I agree with you, and it's a shame, because it is an exciting sector. But what we've done, we've actually partnered with a recruitment partner for day three of the event. Mm-hmm. So we'll be putting on a recruitment session. It's like a job day. So companies will have the opportunity to talk about some of the jobs that they have on offer, and then we'll be bringing in a few students and then a few new people in the sector to come and meet the companies, and hopefully we'll bring them together and hopefully help solve the challenge of recruitment.
Yeah, exactly. No, when even I say to my neighbor here, I'm visiting here in Thailand, I say, "Oh, what are you doing?" Well, I'm in real estate. No, I'm in shipping. What do you ship? You know, they don't know what it is. And I think that we have to address some of these. They know that the flat screen is hanging on the wall, but they don't know how it got there. It all comes from shipping, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And we need to make Breakbulk fun as well, you know. I mean, Antwerp Excel is a really fun event. You know, we do prioritize that. And we've got after parties, and we've got networking receptions and champagne receptions. You know, it is a really fun industry to be in. And we just need to make sure, you know, people know that.
Well, now you mentioned these receptions, I can bring in 100 people of my own straight away.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but that's good. You know, sometimes you need bee to attract the honey, you know. So,
oh, exactly.
but all in all, it's looking good. Tell me just a little bit roughly about EasyFairs. Who are behind the organization EasyFairs, and you also do other fairs around the world. So you've been around for how long?
Yeah, we do. It's a Belgian-based company. We do fairs all over the globe, in all different sectors. So what we do is we specialize in niche areas. So we have obviously Antwerp Excel in the breakbulk sector. We also have events in the packaging sector. We have events in aesthetics. A real mix of sectors. But we just focus on, you know, creating those communities. So creating the communities, staying close to the communities, and bringing people together, really.
Okay, so you're based in the UK, but the organization is kind of headquartered out of Belgium, as you mentioned.
That's right, yeah. Okay. But our office is based in the UK.
Okay.
But we do spend quite a lot of time on the road, so we go to a lot of different events, and we're always out and about meeting people in the breakbulk sector.
Yeah, understand. How do you go about when you mention now you are looking for speakers and such? And of course, there is a big buzzword called renewable, especially wind power, with the war going on in Ukraine and gas being used as a weapon. You will have people in the renewable sector. You will have you will address the renewable segment in Project Cargo as well, I suppose.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we have a whole session dedicated to renewables. We're looking at onshore and offshore. We have an advisory board that you can find on our website that we're working quite closely with. And they're advising us on the topics that we should be covering. But if anyone's interested in being a speaker, again, they can get in touch with me, send us over an abstract, and we can consider that, and we can run that past the advisory boards. And if they deem it's an interesting topic, then we can look at adding them to the program as well.
Okay, very good, Margaret. Now, I think you're very clear and to the point and efficient in your answers here. So you kind of covered most of the ground that I had planned to address to you. What else can we say here at the end of the interview? Why visit Antwerp Excel? Just in brief words, what do you think make it special from your standpoint?
Yeah, well, I think, we covered a few bits, but just to reiterate, it's a really, as we said, really intimate event, really focused on networking. You'll have those in-depth conversations with your customers and, you know, the location as well. So Antwerp, as the home of Breakbulk, you know, it's situated in one of the transport corridors. It's such an important region for the Breakbulk market, and so many players are already in the sector. And we've got various other things going on as well that we haven't mentioned. So there'll be a port tour if people would like to join that. We've got training programs going on. So there's plenty of things happening throughout the 3 days event. And all the key players will be there. So, you know, you wouldn't want to miss out.
No, definitely not. No, port tour, I was there last time. And also you had the packaging tour where you saw one of the local big packers there, how they see where they pack crates
exactly.
And stuff. And that would be very good for shippers who might not have good enough quality in their own packaging. So there are some specialties that you have catered for. I must say it was a good event, and I am quite sure you will have a good event this year as well. So basically anyone I speak to or who view this can directly contact you. It's not that there's some specific person. They can come directly to you by email.
Yeah, come to me or go on the website. But just send us an email. I can redirect it to the relevant person.
Okay, that's good, Margaret. Right, but then basically I've kind of exhausted all my options here, so I can't really find any excuse to hold you on the line any longer. But I want to say, Margaret, it's been an exquisite pleasure to meet you and to talk to you, and thank you for giving us this input.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone in Antwerp on the 28th to 30th of November.
Definitely right. And now I'll get your title right without interruptions from myself here. And thank you to all our listeners, viewers around the world. This was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Miss Margaret Dunn, Portfolio Director of the Antwerp XL and working at Easy Fares, handling Antwerp XL, which takes place 28th to 30th of November. So if you are a ship owner out there or watching this interview, or you are a freight forwarder, you're into lashing, securing, no, not that kind of lashing, I mean ship's lashing, and other kinds of shipping activities, you should go to Antwerp. Stay tuned for
That's
more.
Right, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.